Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning. Welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Wednesday, May 27. In Squiz Kids today, Black Cocky Bushfire Comeback, Jumbo Jet Rocket Fail, Mount Isa's Virtual Rodeo, and Dance Monkey Does It Again. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
After the fires, the green shoots poke through. And that's what conservationists are celebrating on Kangaroo Island this week, following the hatching of 23 glossy black cockatoo chicks in the wild. Kangaroo Island, off the coast of South Australia, was devastated by last summer's bushfires, and there were fears that the island's native fauna had been wiped out. But the hatching of the cockatoo chicks, which are an endangered species, has conservationists there hopeful that the island and its inhabitants will make a full recovery. And a great big congratulatory slap on the back to all of us, with news yesterday that our efforts at staying indoors and remaining in lockdown for the past weeks has saved the lives of up to 14,000 Australians. The country's chief medical officer, Brendan Murphy, yesterday told an inquiry at Canberra's Parliament House that our aggressive response to the coronavirus, including widespread testing and social distancing, had meant we could now start to ease restrictions. Comparing Australia to the United Kingdom, which has a similar health system to ours, Professor Murphy said we had had 100 people die from the coronavirus here in Australia, compared to 37,000 in the UK.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a new story wherever it stops. And today, the globe has stopped off the coast of Southern California in the United States, where an ambitious experiment to launch a rocket into space from a jumbo jet has experienced a minor hiccup. The rocket detached from under the plane's wing all right, but it failed to make it out of the Earth's atmosphere. But that's okay, because in science, as with many things in life, you need to fail and learn from the failure in order to eventually succeed. And that's what the scientists are doing now. Poring over the data, looking at what went right and what went wrong, and making plans to give it another go.
Sport time!
Yeehaw! Cowboys and cowgirls of Australia, it's time to put on your cowboy hats and brush up on your bucking bronco riding skills. The rodeo is coming to a screen near you. Every year, the outback Queensland town of Mount Isa is flooded with visitors attending the annual Mount Isa Rodeo. This year's event had to be cancelled because coronavirus. But that hasn't stopped organisers from planning a virtual rodeo, beamed live on the internet for what they hope will be a global audience. They're inviting cowboys and cowgirls from all over the world to send in a video of their best ride for the past 2 years, which will then be assessed by the rodeo judges. The event happens at the start of August, which means you've got plenty of time to get your video in. And no, before you ask, riding your pet dog around the backyard most certainly does not count.
Pop Culture Corner.
Dance Monkey by Tones and I. It's one of those songs that you either love or can't stand. If you're in the can't stand camp, you'll be disappointed to learn that it's just won a major Australian music industry award for Song of the Year. Dance Monkey took out the gong at the APRA Awards announced on Monday night. The other big winner was Hilltop Hoods. The hip-hop outfit won the coveted Songwriter of the Year award for their hit, Leave Me Lonely. Oh, and monkey haters, you'll be pleased to know that Dance Monkey has been streamed more than 7 billion times and went to the top of the charts in 45 countries. Sometimes you just can't keep a good primate down.
Rosie's Recipes.
Every Wednesday, we stick our head into the Squiz Kids kitchen to see what Squiz Kids ambassador Rosie has been cooking this week. And she's gone back to indulge her love of chocolate, it seems, trying a recipe sent in by Brittany from Fernie Hills in Brisbane. Called Oreo Cookie Balls, Rosie reports that these little balls of chocolate and cream cheese goodness, which are a favourite among Brittany's family in New York City, are perfect little additions to any lunchbox. Because, as Rosie says, we've all got those back-to-school feels this week, and we all need a pick-me-up to get us to the end of the week. The recipe and photos of the process and finished product are all on the Squiz Kids website. Don't forget, if you have a favourite recipe that you like to cook and that you'd like Rosie to try and to feature in this segment, be sure to send it to squizkids@thesquiz.com.au.
Time for the Squiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What is the name of the island where glossy black cockatoo chicks have hatched? That's right, it's Kangaroo Island. Question number two. Name the outback Queensland town which will play host to a virtual rodeo this year. Yeah, you got it, it's Mount Isa. Question number three. Name the song that won Song of the Year at this year's APRA Awards. Yeah, it's Dance Monkey. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
Today's birthday shoutouts go to Piper from Kings Langley, Matthew from Proserpine, Cassie from Birch Grove, Ada and Tammy from Sydney, Thomas from Melbourne, Maxime from Warunga, Matilda from Kedron, Saskia from Wagga Wagga, Tristan from Baldivis, Michelle from Balmain, Emily from Cromer, Shayella from Brisbane, Talon from Springwood, Madeline from Adelaide, and Brianna from Orange. And some belated birthday shoutouts to Joshua from Balmain and Jacob from Port Macquarie. Happy birthday to you all. And today's classroom shoutouts go to Mrs. Mears' Year 4 class at St. Bridget's in Coonamble, Year 3 4 at Ashmont Public School, 5A at Fitzgerald State School, and Felix and his class 2 Amy at West Garth Primary School. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you want a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.